It's time for a blessing. From the My Gospel Station studio here in Loras, South Carolina, it's time to present No Sugar Added, featuring the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. And now, here's today's message.
You know, the Lord's good to us, and and what we ask Him here kind of do, you know, and I just praise the Lord for, you know, it all, for being there with us. And like I say, that's just remember all these people in prayer. Remember the ministry in prayer in the radio station. Brother Marshall and Brother Chuck up here, and Brother Jerry Rowell and his wife. Let's just keep them all prayer. The pastors at the church. Keep my pastor's family in prayer. Pastor Mike Matthew, his sister-in-law died, Esther Matthew, and they've gone up to... I think they're going up to Columbus, Ohio today, and you know, about the funeral and all that. Just keep them in prayer, and you know, that God give them you know, safe travel and mercy. You know, He watches out for them, and just keep that whole family in prayer. And I'm gonna open us in prayer, and we're gonna be in Galatians 6 today. And if you get a chance tonight, I'll be bringing the message at Lake Swamp Baptist Church tonight at 7 o'clock. So you know, if y'all want to come by, just feel free to come join us. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Lord, to preach on your word, Lord. Lord, that the word touched somebody, Lord, and changed their heart for a renewing of the mind, Lord. That they seek you out, Lord, before it's eternally too late. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, people, we're going to be in chapter 6 today of Galatians, you know, and I've stood up here and I've preached time and time again. About what we are to do in our walk when we're saved for the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, about, you know, telling people about Jesus, you know, and showing the love of Christ. And, you know, I know y'all heard me say it a lot of times. If you proclaim to be a Christian, a born-again child of God, you know, ask yourself, how many times a day does the name Jesus cross your lips? I know y'all heard me preach on that before and speak on that. Here in Galatians chapter 6, it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritually, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." And what he's telling us here, if a man be taken in fault, sin, he says, "Ye which are spiritual." You know, ones that are saved and ones that are washed in the blood, to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And that's to do it with kindness, with gentleness. He said, "But considering thyself, lest they also be tempted." You know, like I say, we go out there and we witness to a lot of people and we talk to a lot of people about things that's going on in their life and telling them about the Lord. You know, and he's telling you to be careful that when you're talking to people. And I can see that two ways, you know, about... If you're trying to get a point across about Christ to somebody and they want to argue with you or fuss with you, are you losing your cool and sinning? Or that you're around these people so much that you're picking up on their lifestyle and forgetting the lifestyle that you live for Christ. Now, I can see it two ways there. He says, "But be ye one another's," he says, "bear ye one another's burdens and so fill the law of Christ." And that's what he's telling us there. You know, we're supposed to be out there telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. In our society today, in our culture today, we got certain people we'll tell. Some we won't. And some we walk by, we never speak to. And that's sad, but it's true. You know, it's like you know, there's... Not to be judgmental or nothing, but it's just like there's some people that we see and stuff, and that we don't want to talk to, and that's the ones we need to be talking to. But like if we got a group of friends or something other, and we know that one of them's lost, but we have no problem talking to them. But the ones that's out there that we walk by, we need to be telling about the Lord Jesus Christ too. Hey, and we all do it. We've all done it. I've done it myself. You know, it's just an area we need to tighten up in, because we're living, like the Word of God says, we're living in perilous times, and I really do believe with all my heart that we're in the last days. The time is at hand, and you know, like me, I expect the rapture at any time. And people, we need to be telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a born again child of God, washed in the blood, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's your obligation, that's your duty, to tell people about Jesus. And it says in verse 3, it says, "For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Now, like I say, out there witnessing, you run across a lot of people. And these people out there tell you they don't need God. You know, life's going good for them. They got this and they got that. They got money in the bank. They own land, nice home, nice cars, nice job. You know, and they don't need God. They got all this. And you see what he says here, "For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." And we can go all through our life, and if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're really nothing. Because this is all boiling down to a point in a time, a point in a time of judgment, where we will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what you've had on this earth, you're not taking none of it with you. None of it. None of it. If you're going to stand before a righteous and holy God, and judgment will come. And, you know, we have so many people that's out there like that, you know, they really think they it, boy. They hot stuff. They got all this. And, you know, and I ask people all the time, you know, a good while back, been years ago, me and my daddy, we painted a house. That house is 5-bedroom, 3-bath. A man and a woman lived in that house. Great big, humongous house. What would somebody like that need a house that big for? I mean, sometimes I just think it's for status, you know, to show the world that they made it. They've made it. Well, I can tell you today, without the Lord Jesus Christ, you ain't made it. You ain't made it. He says, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another." Not in another. And like I'm telling you here with verse 3. You know, we walk around. We have people with a, you know, we serve God. Like you hear a lot of people call us holy rollers or Jesus freak or all different kind of things. But never go out there walking around. Humble yourself. Never think that you see, when you see a man struggling, that he's having a rough time, that, you know, he's committing all kind of sins in his life. And like I say, we all commit sin, but I'm talking about a pure struggle. I mean, somebody that's really struggling. Don't never think you're better than they are. No matter what you got, how much money is in your bank account, what you own, your status in life, never think you're better than the next man, because you're not. And I like that Facebook post, you know, where it shows the two graves, one for a rich man, one for a poor man. Now, you look at them graves, they look identical. And that's what it's coming down to, is the Lord tarries. And he says in verse 4 again, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." And what he's telling you, don't be rejoicing over somebody else. You do your work, what the Lord has called you to do, and rejoice in yourself. In yourself. You do what God has called you to do, what the Lord has laid out for us to do, like telling people about him, and helping the poor. You know, reaching out to people, talking with people. You know, we all have problems. We all have shortcomings. We all fall short. But there are some that the devil has just got a hold of, and they are struggling. And they're doing everything that they can. And he said, "For every man shall bear his own burden." He says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." In all good things. You know, and that's what I'm saying. We're to tell people about the Lord. "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap." And that's a powerful verse to me, people. And I know a lot of you out there, you've heard this, you've heard it said by many pastors, or I know I have in my life. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap. And let me put it to you another way. There's a lot of us out there today that's walking around, that's in the Father's house. You think you're fooling God. You think you're fooling God. You know, it says right here in verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. And there's plenty of you out there. You're proclaiming to walk with Jesus Christ, but you're holding the hands of the devil. You go to church on Sunday and you put on a show of brotherly love, that you love the Lord, you raise holy hands. You all this on Sunday. But through the week, you took your Christian suit off and you think you're fooling God. He tells you right here, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And a lot of people today, you believe that the Lord, that when we sin, we go against the Lord. We turn our back to the Lord, backslide, or whatever people want to call it. You know, that we willfully sin. Well, God's not going to do nothing to judgment day. I beg to differ. There's a lot of circumstances in your life where things happen. And the Lord tells you, for those I loveth, I chasten. That means he beats your tail. There are things that happen in our life due to sins we've done. And I was talking with somebody this week, several people this week. One dude, thinks that they're going to church, they're doing good. The Lord's opened doors for them, they're blessed. Single fella. He can take a girl home with him and she can stay with him and they could commit this sin of fornication and it's all right with Christ. Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. But I told the young man, I said, you can do whatever you want, but it's not all right with Christ. That goes directly against Christ. But be prepared to suffer the consequences of your actions. We can go out there and do anything we want. The Lord is not going to stop you. But there will be consequences for your actions. And like it says, be not deceived. You're not fooling God. And it's just amazing, God, the Father, the creator of the universe, the creator of everything, he knows all. Just like I tell people all the time, when we stand before God, he ain't really got to ask us nothing because he already knows all. We can't lie to him. We can't hide nothing from him. You cannot fool God. Be ye not deceived and think that you can. He said, for whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. And like I say, there's things, and it's just the way I see it, there's things we do in our life and down the road. We suffer the consequences of it, but we don't see it that way. Well, it's just bad luck. You know, it's somebody done this or somebody done that. Or, we always got an excuse. We never say, well, the Lord done it. Like my leg in 2006, back when I drank, I was partying. Boy, I was having a great time. And I got on a Yamaha Rhino with a 660 motorcycle motor. And I took that thing across the field, boy, and I went around a curve. And when I went around that curve, I lost it. I lost it. That Rhino didn't have any doors on it. It threw me off. And the way it hit on its side, it bounced back up in the air. And when it come back down, it come right down on my left leg and crushed it. And there's a days I get along good, and there's days I can't hardly walk because of my leg. But people said, why don't you ask the Lord to take the pain away? Because he's not. Jimmy Hardy's going to suffer the consequences of his actions. I did that to myself. Stupidest thing I ever done. But the Lord has blessed me. I still have my foot. You know, I have a little pain sometimes, and sometimes I don't want to get along good, but praise God, I still have my foot. It was nearly detached. And like I say, some days you'll see me, I walk good, no limp. Some days I'm limping bad, but I just want to praise God. I give God glory for that, you know, that I still got my foot, that I can still walk, you know, and I just praise God for it. But this verse saying, it means a lot, you know. He says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And tonight, I believe that'll come into play in the message that the Lord is having me to bring. Somehow or another, we've got it in our mind that we can just go out and do anything we want, and there's no repercussions. There's no consequences in this lifetime, but there is. The Word of God tells you that the sins of the father passed down, what, three generations? But yet, we just think we can do whatever we want, when we want, how we want, and God is not going to bother us. Well, I can assure you there's a lot of things going on in your life that are because of decisions you've made. And you can believe that or not, but it is. You know, you got everybody that wants to play this saved by grace card. Be very careful doing that. Because the Word of God says you are to repent, and the word repent means to turn from. He said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Let's go right there. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you're out there and you're serving the flesh, serving the world, serving Satan, you're going to reap corruption and more sin, is basically what it's telling you here. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That means it's going to be rough. You're going to commit some more sin. The corruption in your life is like I was telling you. For every decision we make, there's consequences. Some way or form, but we don't see it that way. We don't bring God into that equation. Now, you go back into the Old Testament, and when you went against God, but he did. No. That was the easy way to get on out of here. And I'll tell people a lot of times, if we still live in the Old Testament time, they'd be a lot less of us. A lot less here. But most people don't believe that. God wouldn't do that. People basically, we're all on a ship, and that ship is sinking. And God is sending help. God is here. God is there to save us. But a lot of us is going to stay on that ship, you know, until it sinks. He says that, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And he's telling you, those who are following Christ, those who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, those who are walking with the Lord and falling and getting back up and repenting and moving on, those people that walk in the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. That's what he's telling you. Life everlasting, eternal life for accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people tell you that when you get saved, it's going to be all good. It's all good. Yeah, it will. When you stand before the Lord. And having an eternity in heaven with him. And in verse 9 it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's what he's telling us. That we will receive eternal life if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the house of the faith. Now I like verse 9 there. He says, be not weary of well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. People, basically what I'm getting to here today, the Lord is describing to us what we need to do, how we need to walk. But like in verse 7 here, he says, and this is going on a lot today in our culture and our society, it's going on in the Father's house. I don't like to call it the church, because the church to me is a remnant of God's people, the chosen people, the born again, the washed in the blood, the ones that are serving Christ, the ones that are doing their best to follow Christ. And then you got the ones coming to the Father's house for the social club. They're there for show, wearing a Christian mask, Christian suit, doing whatever, however you want to call it, but it's going on. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, is in the Father's house every Sunday. But there's also a darker one there. For the Word of God tells you there's a seat in the Father's house for the devil. And he's there too, seeking whom he may devour, the accuser of the brethren. He is there every Sunday. And like I say, the Father's house has become a social club. There's just so much that's going on. And the church has to stand up. Like I'm telling you, we're in the last days. We got to tighten up. We got to be telling people about the Lord. We got to stand on this wickedness that's in the Father's house. We have to stand against it. Against it. Instead of sitting down on a pew with a big yellow streak down our back. Well, I can tell you one thing right here, brothers and sisters. This old boy here don't have a yellow streak down his back. I'm going to stand up head on. And I'm going to move forward. You know, there's not but one I got to please, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he puts on this old boy's heart, this old boy's going to preach. When he whispers in my ear, I'm going to speak. And just know that. And you can go on out there today, and you can continue playing games. You can continue sinning, thinking you're fooling God, that you're going to get away with this. That, you know, God's not going to do nothing, but he tells you. Right here. Let me find. It says, let him, he says, verse 7, be not deceived. Like I say, there's a lot of you think you're going to fool God, that you're fooling God. You're not. He says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You're not going to fool God. Be not deceived. Now you go on. You keep playing your games with the Lord. Keep playing his games. And you see where you end up. It says, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That shall he also reap. It's just like I was telling you. You can't walk with Jesus and hold hands with Satan. You got to separate. You got to repent. You got to turn from Satan. And that's what the Lord tells us. For today is the day of your salvation. So what is it going to be today? What is it going to be today for the ones you've got or that's lost? Or you can continue to follow this world. Or are you going to continue to reject Jesus Christ? Like I say, we're right here at the end of it. And if that is your choice and that is the choice you make, then you're going to inherit hell, a place of darkness. You're going to be walking in darkness. And that time is a lot closer than you think. Everybody says, well, I got plenty of time. That's Satan's number one lie. You got plenty of time. There's a lot of people that get up today all across this world. Some will perish. But they're thinking they got a whole life ahead of them. You know, we got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. When does your time end? Your time. Not the world's time. Your time. When will the death angel knock upon your door? If the death angel was to knock upon your door today, would your home be in glory? Or would your home be in hell? You know, we can sugarcoat it all we want. Everybody that dies goes to heaven. Glory to God. You know, we can be adulterers, fornicators, drunks, drug users, whatever. Never go to church, never speak on the Lord, never do nothing. But when we die, we're going to heaven. I believe that you're going to find out that you're not down the road, but everybody goes to heaven. But when we're standing before the Lord and you get into heaven, you're going to find a lot of people that you thought were going to be there ain't going to be there. And a lot of people that you thought wouldn't be there will be there. And I'm going to close this in prayer. And I pray if you're out there today and you're lost, you'll be seeking the Lord Jesus Christ before it is eternally too late. Like I say, just keep an eye on this old world. It is chaos. It is just all out of whack. All out of whack. You know, miracles can happen in chaos. But if chaos continues, it leads to destruction. And just take a good look at our world today. I believe the Lord is fixing to come. And if you don't know him today, you need to be seeking him out before it's eternally too late. And I'm going to close this in prayer and get off here and go get some grits and eggs. And y'all have a blessed day. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's thankful for the opportunity to speak today, Lord. And Lord, I hope the words that were spoken, Lord, has touched someone's heart, Lord. And brought a renewing to their mind, Lord. They be seeking you out today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And like I said, we'll be at Lake Swamp Baptist Church tonight bringing a message. Starts at 7, I believe it's 4075 Highway 917. If any of the followers of the ministry and stuff want to go out there, any of you, just come on out there and be with us. You know, just have a blessed day.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to No Sugar Added, a ministry program with your host, the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. No Sugar Added is a part of Legacy Radio, heard here on MyGospelStation.com.